It really doesn't matter if it's raining or it's fine, just as long as you've got time to be a lay by. Play away, way, play away, play, play away, way, play away, play away. Never mind the weather, get it together. Sun can shine and the rain can fall. Come on, be a lay by. Play away, way, play away, play, play away, way, play away, play away. Running down the road, strolling up the street. If you're feeling happy, tap your feet. Come on, be a lay by. Play away, way, play away, play, play away, way, play away, play away. Sitting on your own and you're wondering what to do. Go out and make a friend and there'll be two. Come on, be a lay by. Play away, way, play away, play, play away, way, play away, play away.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is show 151 and it's the Odds and Sods show, otherwise known as the Slightly Silly Show. Yes, hold on to your hats. Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. And that was the mighty DJ Matt Height with Just Can't Get You Off of My Mind. It's a combination that I thought wouldn't have worked really that well. And I'm not sure if I've tried it before, but certainly I've tried working with Depeche Boys and Depeche Mode. And surprisingly, it both works very, very well. I hope you're all well. I hope you enjoyed the Beatles show. And there will be the second part of that, or probably the next show after this. But I've got loads of music that I wanted to play to you or play at you, depending how you feel about it, and loads of mashups and quite a lot of dancey electro. It's more of a dancey electro show compared to the last more hip hop, the sort of strangely hip hop. And this is the slightly silly show because lots of silly tracks have just kind of usurped my playlist and have stuck in there at various points, and you will guess them, including at the start, of course, the music to Play Away, and that goes out to DJ Lumpy and the Wob Crew, because I can, and because it's such a beautiful song. Those of you in the United States probably never got Play Away. It's a children's program from the 60s and 70s, and it was, I think, an offshoot of Play School, or is it the way around? I never can remember. And that, I think, singing is Brian Cant. I think that's it. Yes, it is. It is Brian Cant. And it's very funky, like a lot of those themes were with Derek Griffiths and people like that, always doing really, really funky little songs. And it's a little bit of silliness, and lots of silliness coming up. But first, we're going to start with something a bit more serious, although not really. The Magnetic Fields have a new album out called Distortion, and you'll learn why in about a couple of seconds. And it's actually very, very good. If you imagine the usual Magnetic Fields type track, usually written, I think always written or usually written by Stephen Merritt, drenched in distortion. So not first low go all distortion, and now Magnetic Fields go all distortion, but it reminds me a lot of the Slow Dive and all of the shoegaze type stuff, because of course it's got the very sweet vocals but with this constant distortion drone. And one of the best tracks, are Zombie Boys and Nuns Litany, and this one, which is California Girls.
I'm Thank you. laid your hands upon me, told me who you are. I thought I was mistaken, thought I heard your words. Tell me now, how do I feel? Tell me now, how should I feel? Those who came before me lived through their vocation. From past until completion, they'll turn away no more. I still find it so hard to say what I need to say. Quite sure you'll tell me how I should feel today.
When you treat me like you do, and you've laid your hands upon me, and told me who you are. I thought I was mistaken, and I thought I heard your words. Tell me how do I feel? Tell me now, do I feel? Get around.
I told you to leave me while I walk down to the beach. How does it feel when your heart grows cold? Stand here waiting.
the chance you might take this dance. You're my number one guy. Stand calling up the wall. Why don't you open up with all? I'm ready for a fall. Stand calling up the wall. Why don't you open up with all? We are ready for a fall. I can't hear your voice, dear. I have a choice.
You're sick and below. I'm using my force.
I'm hoping with chance you might take this dance.
You're my number one guy. Number one guy.
Baby, use that thing. You make my panties go pink.
Ready to fuck.
Shake it, dick, shake it, dick.
the raver. The winds reverberate. For the raver. The winds spins. The winds for the raver. The winds The rings for the ray, but
I'm the DJ, I'm a motherfucking star. Fuck the DJ, do you know who you are dealing with? Fuck the DJ, but don't fuck the DJ, don't fuck the DJ. I see you checking all my moves, way I accentuate the groove, make it a date, if it's not to participate, act like I got something to prove. This isn't a dance floor, it's the candy store. Bittersweet ecstasy, pink galleries, be begging for more. I know you're playing that track just for me, and
nothing left, I'm finished. buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. But you can be happy if you've mine too. You can't take a shower in a parakeet cage. You can't take a shower in a parakeet cage. You can't take a shower in a parakeet cage. But you can be happy if you've mine too. All you gotta do is put your mind to it. Knuckle down, buckle down, do it, do it, do it. Well, you can't go swimming in a baseball pool. Swimming in a baseball pool. You can't go swimming in a baseball pool. But you can be happy if you've a mind to. You can't change film with a kid on your back. You can't change film with a kid on your back. Can't change film with the kid on your back. But you can be happy if you've a mind to. You can't drive around with a tiger in your car. You can't drive around with a tiger in your car. You can't drive around with a tiger in your car. But you can be happy if you've a mind to. All you gotta do is put your mind to it. Knuckle down, buckle down, do it, do it, do it. Well, you can't roller skate in the buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in the buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in the buffalo herd. You can be happy if you've a mind to. You can't go fishing in a watermelon patch. You can't go fishing in a watermelon patch. You can't go fishing in a watermelon patch. But you can be happy if you've a mind to. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd.
That's the brilliant Roger Miller. Yes, you can't roller skate in a buffalo herd, which is good advice. And I have to say thanks to Lumpy for giving me the track. And that and the track before it, which was a bit of breakcore via Pete Juxtaposa. Thank you for that. It was called It Was There, Atik and Benefit of the Boomerang. He says, looking at the list from the State of Mind EP, which are Mind Trick. Yes, it's from Mind Trick Records. I was going to say, I can't remember exactly which 12 inch it was from. And those are two little audio markers to remind me that to tell you that Lumpy is playing Goat Lab, which is the Bristol Breakcore Night on April the 18th. Now, I'm planning to be there. In fact, I've got to ask Angus Herring if he'll hook me up, and John might be coming as well, which will be quite fun sort of weekend down in Bristol, but who knows? Yeah, it should be good. He'll be playing all kinds of tunes, probably including tunes like the last one to the Breakcore Massif, and I'm sure a lot of the Wob crew will be there. Oh, God, it's turning into a Wob crew show. Get off my show! Get off! God, not only did they nick my singing for their intro, which is very embarrassing, but also you can hear Beatrix was on the excellent Skip to the End podcast he does, and doing a bit of world bid of world domination. That doesn't make sense. Bid for world domination by appearing on the Goat Lab podcast for this month. And if you check out the Mutant Pop blog, or the Ready Clash blog even, at mutantpop.net/readyclash, you can read about those. So then before that was a very good electro, very rude track called Fuck the Electro DJ, Purple Crush versus Psycho Bitch by the Illuminoids. They're producing some really good stuff at the moment. Not 100% hit rate, but when they hit well. That sounds like some kind of boxer. Then before that was Reverberate by the Pirate Sound System, vocal mix by Romp and Play. I thought it was original. Maybe it is original, or it's a remix, I don't know. But yes, up the Pirates. Then before that was from the Celebrity Murder Party, What Time Is Dub. I love that, a dubstep version of What Time Is Love, which is, I kind of brings it full circle, because of course the Moody Boys, which is Tony Thorpe, I think his name was a proto dubstep. He was a dubstep pioneer, so it's kind of, if you listen to his stuff, and even the Sabres of Paradise were dubstep pioneers, if you listen to their stuff and think, I was into them recently thinking, my God, this is dubstep, which is quite spooky. Then before that was This Is Shit by DJ Spanner Monkey. Who could that be? It could be a few people. Anyway, I smell a pseudonym, but that's very funny. And I have to say, legally, my lawyers have told me over there, the one sitting over there listening to everything I say, and telling me that I shouldn't put anything into the podcast because I'm going to get sued out for my arse, especially Beatles, is saying that I have to say that that wasn't a comment on the Celebrity Murder Party track. That is very, very fine indeed. It was more comment at the previous track, which is Whitney Houston, How Will I Know, El Bato and Liam B. Glitch re-edit. I actually like that, but the shit part is, oh, why did they choose Whitney Houston? It's kind of, I love, hate, love, hate, love, hate thing about that track. But the one before it doesn't have any love, hate. That's Sweet Bit Dixie by Eve Massacre, and that Switch and Peaches and Neil Diamond. And I love the way she sort of glitches in the Neil Diamond. You think, what the hell? And suddenly it comes in. And I have to say, I think I actually tried to mix. I tried to do bootlegs with Switch, and I've tried to mix things like that. And I don't know if it's Sweet Caroline, but something very similar. And it's the only thing that seems to work with that kind of strange little beats that have got in it. But no, that's a brilliant, especially anything with Peaches is a big one for me. And I love that a lot. And oh yeah, that sort of low sub bass. That was a bit of a low sub bass mix generally. Then before that was Ready for the Floor, Hot Chip, from the excellent Made in the Dark album, which I highly, highly recommend. It's got sort of... A lot of people are saying, oh, as they always do about Hot Chip, and I had this conversation with Amanda Shinji of the Parkade, is that a lot of people say, oh, here we are, you know, oh dear, we're not sure about this Hot Chip because they're doing these, you know, they're doing these slow numbers and we want them to do, you know, dance floor bangers. If you listen to the album, there's about three or four which are kind of dance floor bangers types, but they actually, one of them is called Don't Dance. They actually did a song about not dancing as a dance floor tune. I don't think after Over and Over it almost killed them. Everyone thinks electro, oh, it must be danceworthy, and they're more like the Prince electro. They seem to want to do quiet stuff as well, and everyone, they get criticized for it, and it pisses me off. Stop it. Hot Chip were never about doing the knife style Reg the Dog. Maybe I should do a track as Reg the Dog. Rex the Dog and that kind of people. They were never doing that. That was never their point. Their point was, initially, I think they were trying to do an ironic English take of Prince for the first album, Coming On Strong. And they've developed that into doing their own stuff. Being less of an ironic proposition, because that's always dangerous, a bit like with Peaches. She kind of run out of steam because she was always a bit too ironic for her own good. Although I love her dearly, but certainly, not as bad as St. Etienne, but certainly irony was there. And it kind of, initially, weirdly, when she was doing like the streets, when she was doing it as a ha-ha, this is a funny joke, it was good. Now she tries to do it seriously, it's been not as good as the first album. It's a weird paradox. And anyway, irony in music. Oh, I should do a PhD. Then before that was from I Will Shank You for a Penny, On and On. I dedicate that and the one before, the one better in the mix, Boots to Jeb. It's very good. Nintendo booty bass, really. And it's one half of Party Shank, if you've seen Party Shank mixtape and Party Shank Around. But I like his solo stuff more because he's using a lot of Nintendo sounds and he's not trying to do that sort of spank rock kind of, you know, sort of rude kind of booty bass type stuff. He's actually doing a lot just pure on electro, and I like that a lot. Then before that was Copycat with A Small Town Monday Solution. That's a really good bootleg. It's one of my favourite bootlegs at the moment. And of course, I mean, it's got Blue Monday and it's got Bronski Beat and it's got another version of Blue Monday and it's got all kinds of things in there. A super bass as well, which is a track I don't know about. We should find out more about them, which is glues it together, because a lot of times there's lots of Blue Monday beats, or even Blue Monday boots. Ooh, that red wine. they don't really work. And then before that was Illuminoids again with Heart-Shaped Titties. I've been meaning to play that for the last five or six shows, and it's not really fit into a mix. And when I realised I was getting into an electro shape of mind, or even State of Mind, I realised that it was just fitted right well. Of course, that's Nirvana versus White Trash Kids and on Crank and the Trucks, he says here. I don't know who White Trash Kids on Crank and the Trucks are, but it sounds good. Then before that was, oh dear, See, I've just destroyed all my. Tim sounds like he knows what he's talking about. In that case, I don't. Before that was Boots by Again. Well, I Will Shank You for a Penny. Copycats. I Feel Love Is a Stranger, which I kind of I downloaded it before, and I re-downloaded it when I heard the went to site for the Small Town Monday solution, and thought actually I'd do it really well. And of course, it's reminded me. I put it into the mix because the track before it, which is Blind by Hercules and Love Affair, with, you probably recognised, the lovely vocal tones of Anthony Hegarty, but in a disco track, which is quite bizarre. And of course, the closest thing to that track, of course, is Sylvester, Mighty Real, but also I Feel Love is very similar as well. Now, before that was Magnetic Fields with California Girls. And before I lose my voice, eating too much Chinese and drinking too much red wine too quickly, as you do, I will quickly move on to playing some Polka accordions at you, because when I heard that Atik and the Benefit of the Boomerang track, I thought, apparently it's a French folk track, which is what's the basis of that. And I thought, and it's also a bit like, as Juxtaposer said in the GoatLand podcast, which is where it comes from, it also is very similar to hard accordion. But then I thought, especially when one of the people on my friends list posted about Lawrence Welk and Myron Floren, I went, ooh, accordion. So we're now going to have a bit of an accordion section with a bit of kazoo thrown in for good measure.
Dance the Gesundheit Polka. Come on and dance the Gesundheit Polka. It means the same as Prosit, which means good health to you. First find a dimple, Fräulein. Be smart and soon she will fall for your line. Then the Gesundheit Polka will make your dreams come true.
Waiters dancing with their trays, bringing out the steins of beer, drinking till the break of day. Everyone is full of cheer. What a happy, happy thrill when you hear the Oompa Band. How can anyone be still? Grab your partner by the hand.
Bitteschön, mein Herr. Gesundheit.
Dankeschön, mein lieber Freund.
Bitteschön, mein lieber Freund.
Dance with me, love, while you romance with me, love. Dance while I whisper, I love you.
Dance the Gesundheit.
Gesundheit!
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely. Not for very much longer. I've got to keep control. I remember during the time war, drinking those moments when the blackness would hit me and the void would be calling. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again. It's just a jump to the left. With your hands on your hips.
Get on your knees in time. And it's about this time. And really what you've been saying, yeah.
Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again. It's so dreamy. Oh, fantasy, see me. So you can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention, well secluded, I see all. With a bit of the mind flip, you're dead in a time slip, and nothing can ever be the same. You're spaced out on sensation, like you're under sedation. Let's do the time warp again. Do the time warp again. Well, I was walking down the street, just having a think, when a snake-looked guy gave me an evil wink. He shook me up, he took me by surprise. He had a pickup truck in the devil's eyes. He stared at me, and I felt a change. Time meant nothing, never would again. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again. It's just a jump to the left.
And then a jump to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You put your knees in time. When it's a pelvic side. I've really got you insane.
Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again. Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You put your knees in time. But it's a pelvic side. I've really got you insane.
Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
I've been in this town so long that back in the city I've been taken for lost and gone and unknown for a long, long time. I fell in love years ago with an innocent girl from a Spanish and Indian home of the heroes and villains. Once a night came to its trail of light and she was right in the rain of the bullets and she really brought her down. She's still dancing in the shadow of trade. Oh, what a tune to do in a town full of heroes and villains.
Oh, Me up and pets my head. We could be the The army or the clan, 'cause if we're brothers in blood, I think we're brothers in bed. Solid is the rock of my man, solid is the rock of my man, solid is the rock of my man. The men they are men with the men, raised in an army camp, spit on my tarnished hands and pull at my underpants. I'll be the man who I am with my men, dressed in borrowed clothes. He softens my deep blues with the stars, fill the ocean under sod. Taking up their hands, they lift me up and we all stand. We may be in the army or the clan, 'cause when we're brothers in blood, then we are brothers in band. Taking out his hand, he lifts me up, and we both stand. We could be in the army or the clan, 'cause if we're brothers in blood, then we are brothers in band.
Oh, Oh, stragglers have cast. Cheery grand arches, perfectly executed notches and their masses. It's all beginning and getting past. Regalize and sincerity, boom on my last. What's the story? Morning glory, I feel so low and worthless. And the truth is being told. A cloud has gathered in my heat, and now I know, yeah. Infidelity, my good friend, ecstasy, that's the work it makes you worse. I'm feeling so guilty about the things I said to my ma when I was 10 years old. I'm feeling so guilty for any old shit.
Breakaway, though you wouldn't hardly know, I've done a DJ set in Second Life in between that. There's a bit of a time warp situation going on. Ah, links into a previous song. That was the Mighty Las Vegas. I use Mighty far too long, I know. All right, there's not really a word for them. It's bigger than Mighty. Mighty, Mighty, Double Mighty, Mighty 100, Mighty times 1,000. Well, very good anyway. Las Vegas, who are going to be big this year, over my dead body, goddammit, and they better be. I heard those tracks last year, or might even in 2006, and they've sort of been hanging around with some very, very professionally produced home demos in a very sort of Arctic Monkeys kind of way, but good. And I really like what they're doing there. It's kind of like a mixture of kind of almost like a male version of the Ronettes mixed with Jesus and Mary Chain, that whole sort of and there's a whole legacy of Scottish groups that are doing that, and have sort of come from that whole sort of creation thing, but actually they're good, they have songs, and there's a little bit of Arab strap in there. It's interesting because I've been listening to a lot of Malcolm Middleton, who's there's a really good track from his latest album. I must check it out more, because he's on Podshow, which I was very, he's on the Podshow Music Network, which is scary. Anyway, I'm rambling. Then before that was the incredibly beautiful Dale B mashup, which somehow I managed to miss. It's been out for a while. And that was Lose Myself, Simatin La, which is not a great title. It's Air versus Depeche Mode, but it's very beautiful. Then before that, from the Hot Chip album, Made in the Dark, that's We're Looking for a Lot of Love. And I almost played the end track. I always get this too confused because they're very similar. It's almost like they've taken the same template and done slightly different things with them. But that's the one I wanted to play. That's very beautiful. And the lyrics mean a lot to me, especially I'm walking in the rain and walking down the street along to the beat, which sounds a bit kind of inane, but it sort of has a lot of resonance for me. and so does the track before it, which is probably a bit more graphic than you want it to be, but that's Hidden Cameras with Man That I Am With My Man. But such a sweet song, and those two go out to John, definitely. They both remind me of John. It's very sweet. Although, as I say, I was listening to the lyrics thinking, what the hell is going on there? So it's a slightly strange song, but of course Hidden Cameras are gay. I don't think, like the Matt Moss, they are a couple, but they might be, I'm not totally sure. But certainly they produce some very good music, and I need to check out more of their stuff. Not because they're gay, but because they're good. Then before that was the Rubinews with, yes, I know, the Rubinews, a crap name. Heroes and Villains by the Beach Boys. A song that I've ignored before now, because I don't have a... I've had arguments with the Who Boys about this. I don't not like the Beach Boys. I don't like the backing of the Beach Boys. A lot of the production, apart from, you know, the big hits, you know, Good Vibrations and stuff like that, which are classics, a lot of it is just... it sounds sloppy. I just don't like their arrangements. But the songwriting is brilliant. The chords are brilliant, and the a cappella is brilliant. And I've used the a cappella of Doom, God only knows, in a mashup before now, and the harmonies are just amazing. In fact, I'd much rather sit down and listen to the a cappella versions of the Beach Boys and not have the backings. They're much better, actually, on just as a cappella, and I have quite a lot of them. Then before that was the Time Warp by the Doctor Sings. I have to thank Amanda Shinji from Second Life to giving me that tip. It is, what happened is that they had Tom Baker replacing the speaking clock for a brief period of about 3 months, and this guy actually texted whole songs. And what happened is that if you texted a number, a landline number, it would ring, and it would actually, rather than what happened before, is that they'd nick the money off you and the message would not be delivered, which is really naughty, because I've done it and by accident sending it to a landline rather than a, but what happened is it would ring, and you'd get the Doctor's, as in Tom Baker, the Doctor's voice, speaking it at you, saying, I don't know how it would cope with text speak, but he texted whole songs and then recorded them and then set them to music, and that's probably that's the best quality one. It's not the best one, unfortunately. The guy has only done loads of, I think he's a guy, on the Doctor Sings. I think it's doctorspeaks.co.uk, /Doctor Sings. I think that's the URL. Have a look at the show notes. And it's amazing. There are 14 songs in there. Most of them are really low quality. Common People is the best one, and I like Baggy Trousers as well, and I might play them, but they're, unfortunately, some of them are such a resolution, and the tracks themselves sound like they're playing on a phone. But I managed to get that one, which of course is a cover of the Rocky Horror Picture Show, originally done by Damien, I think. So before that was Dr. Wah, which is the wah kazoo, which is someone putting a kazoo through a wah pedal, and that's very bizarre. And then of course Kazooed on Classics, which is very funny, by the Temple City Kazoo Orchestra, and that is on the Rhino World's Worst Records, but it's funny, and of course it's a piss take of those Hooked on Classics things. Then before that, Clarinet Polka by Lawrence Welk, although I think that's Myron Floren on recording duty, and you might recognise that's the original. I think that's the original that the disco accordion was made from, because I recognised and went, aha, because of course I did a mashup with it under does DJ Nono. Did you know Nono did? And then before that, Kasuntide Polka by Spike Jones, the mighty Spike Jones. Sorry, I have to ban mighty from my vocabulary. So you can find out more about Radio Clash by going to mutantpop.net/radioclash, and you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. So I'm going to finish with another Lawrence Welk track, because I can, and because you've got to admit the beauty of Lawrence Welk and Myron Floren. They are, everyone thinks, ooh, cheesy. Well, if you've listened to any of Lawrence Welk's tracks, you probably haven't heard that he has somebody, I don't know if it's Lawrence Welk, had a synthesizer, and there's early electronic sounds in there, which is, I always find quite interesting, either some kind of organ sounds, or even the idea of Lawrence Welk on a Moog is kind of intriguing. So this is Bubbles in the Water. I think it's called Bubbles in the Water, let's just check. Bubbles in the Wine by Lawrence Welk. And it's sort of easy listening loveliness. So I'll speak to you soon.